Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, angels, and welcome to the show. I'm going to make this a really short show. And what we're going to talk about is will and intention, okay, and how you can make it work for you or create it to work for you in your life to manifest prosperity. You know, you set goals and how you can use your will and intention to go be a goal-getter. Isn't that good? Instead of a go-getter, goal-getter. I love that. So I want to be really clear with that. So what does that look like? What does that mean? Well, what is your intention? Let me give you an idea of what that is. One of my intention is to have a radio. I'm going to use another friend of mine. She has an intention to lose 15 or 20 pounds, she said. And I said, okay, what steps are you taking to get that, right? Because if you say your intention, I'd like to lose 15 or 20 pounds or get the guy or the girl in my dreams, you put that out there, I'd like to create, okay, or something like that, and write it down, okay? So you write down your intention because the power in goal-getting or goal-setting, goal-getting, is writing it down, reading it every day or every night. So imagine you have three intentions. Hers was to have meet a great guy and connect with him and date him, get to know him, lose 20 pounds, and also do somebody that she wants to learn from about horses. So, excuse me. I said, okay, what are you doing to, those are intentions, right? What are your intentions? Maybe you want to meet a person, a guy or a girl. Maybe you want a new job. What does that look like? How do you put that intention out there to the universe, to God? Well, people say praying, and I love praying. Praying is great, but usually praying means that you feel like you don't have it. When you put your intentions and your will together, you know you're going to get it. You know you have it, okay? So what this person did is that she wrote her intention out is, I would like to get a new career. And I've had someone do that, she wanted to go back to school and study to be a vet. Okay, so this person today, she said her intention was to lose weight. I am going to lose 15 to 20 pounds. I'm going to meet the man of my dreams, and I'm going to work in this particular field with this particular person. Okay, so those three things are her intentions. When she said, I am going to, that means she's acknowledging, some people call it Holy Spirit within them. Some people call it God that lives within them. Some people say that I am connected to God, and that the I am is saying that I am connected to God. But when you say, I am going to, you are really making that power. So I'm going to do the show tonight. That was my intention. And then my will is I focused on what I was going to say during the show. And then the steps I was going to do to make the show happen or to create the show to happen. But she says, I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to create a great mate for myself or get a great mate for myself. I'm going to work with this particular man in this particular field because I can learn from him. And so then she wrote that down because she just posted it to me. And then she said, okay, I said, what steps are you going to do to take that? So she said, first of all, with the 15 to 20 pounds, she left a really toxic environment, you know, with her job and in another job. So she said, I got rid of the negative energy and now I'm going to, you know, do something different with my food and eat organic and do a couple other things. So those are the steps that she's taking today. Every goal that you set or a goal that you get, you got to put the steps that you're going to take to get them. Okay. So these are her steps, right? Because sometimes a goal is nothing without steps. They're just a bunch of dreams. So that's her step for losing weight. The other thing that she did was meeting a man. How are you going to meet a guy? And so she says, I'm going to put myself out there in social situations. Doesn't mean she goes on a dating website. Maybe that's okay, too, for any of us, right? I'm not knocking it. But in her situation, she said, I'm going to do situations that put me around a lot of different types of people. And so that's the step she's taken, and she's starting this weekend, okay? And then she just started a new job, so she says, I'm going to go up to the other floors. I'm going to see who the guys are up there, so maybe there's somebody at work. Doesn't matter how stupid or how good or whatever the steps are. It's just important that you start and get the energy flowing, okay? That's the intention. That's your will saying, okay, I'm going to put that. The will is a gas pedal to your intention, okay? So those are the steps. She's willing that out to the universe by doing the steps, doing the work, writing it down, reading it every day. And then, you know, she does a meditation in the morning, or sorry, in the evening, and she reads her goals, and then she shuts the light off and goes to bed, okay? And then she does the steps. You write down the steps, what she's going to do to get those goals in the next year. All right, so she also, she wanted to, the man, the weight, and then the person that she wanted to learn and work with, she's going to talk to him this weekend, okay? So she says, I am going to do this, and she wrote the goals down. I am going to lose 20 pounds. I'm going to meet a great guy. I'm going to work with this gentleman, and I'm going to, and then, and that's what she wrote down. Then she wrote, also wrote the steps down that she's going to do to take to get that. And she said, I'm going to, you know, and she says, I'm going to change my eating habits. I quit the job, so I got a great new job that has great energy. I'm putting myself in social situations with a guy. And so those are the steps that she's agreed to take. And then she says, I'm going to do something every day toward my goals, whether it's writing it and reading it again and again and again, because she's agreed to read her goals every day. Because the more you think about things and the more you think that you can have them, and sometimes prayers are not about having them. Prayers are like, please give it to me. But when you start writing them down and you start reading them every day and they become a part of who you are, and then you start believing that you can have them, that is a way you manifest things. Let me give you a story about that one, okay? I had a friend of mine that wanted to be a flight attendant, and she just wanted to travel for free. And so she went and applied and applied and applied and got turned down for various reasons. It doesn't really matter why. She finally, she didn't give up. It took her about 3 months, and then she got the job of her dreams, and now she's flying, I can't remember the airline. It doesn't really matter. So she wrote it down. She said this is what she wanted to do. And she got, she goes, I want the job first. And then she wrote it down that she wanted to meet a nice guy. And she wrote down what she looked like, what he looked like. And I'm going to meet a guy like this. And she wrote down the physical characteristics, the spiritual characteristics, and also the emotional characteristics. Kind, compassionate, 6'1", likes to play, you know, basketball, you know, likes to go to get basketball, all the things that she looked like. She made sure she put the I am in there, because that I am is acknowledging the Holy Spirit within her to some, or to all of us. It also, the I am is her connection to God, you know, because I am the great I am, and so she's a part of that, because she, God is, she's a creature of God, however you want to say it, and that's something that she did with her three goals. And so I remember this, I'm not sure what the third one is, but let me tell you what happened. She got the guy, she wanted to get the job first and then the guy. So she got the guy, about 6 or 7 weeks later, she met the man. By the way, she met the man at where she worked. Okay, so how cool is that? So what I'm saying to you guys is that when you write it down, you say it every day, because if you don't, it gets all diluted with our fears or negativity that who are we to have what we're really looking to create, you know? Have you ever said to yourself, oh, I can't get that, that's way too hard or too expensive or too much education or not enough education, whatever the excuse is, but it's just an excuse. Okay, because, you know, I'm reading this book here. It's so wonderful, but it says, when you want certain things, think of them often and then wonder why you're not getting them. The more you are uncertain about getting that what you want, the longer it takes you to get it. And when you're clear and your will is focused on bringing what you want to you, the steps, okay, reading it aloud, imagine that the will, when it wants something, goes out into the universe and finds it and then magnetizes your body towards having it. Will can bring you anything you want, including telepathic, you know, being able to connect with people telepathically or, you know, pure, you know, whatever you want to create. Okay, so that's what you got to remember. That's, you know, Abraham has a lot of books about that. Remember this too, guys. It takes, I think, 18 seconds for a thought to start manifesting in physical form. So if you're thinking, I'd like to have that great convertible BMW, for instance, or I'd like to have that Jaguar, Jaguar convertible, or I'd like to have, you know, I love convertibles. If you cannot tell, that is one of my goals to get this here. then you keep on taking that, and then you start taking the steps, whether it's buying a car magazine, if you want the car, the vacation magazine, or going online and researching it, then that's taking a step and that's focusing your will, okay? You've already made the intention and you're focusing on your will, what you want, okay? So imagine you go, I want a guy, I want a girl, and then you think about why you can't have them or how afraid you are. You've ever done that? So and it gets diluted. So it's important that you spend some time thinking about and being really clear about what you like. Write it down. Once again, I'm saying this, write it down, read it every night or every day to pick three goals that you want and be a goal getter. And remember, I am, when you say I am going to be, I'm going to have, or I'm going to get this kind of person in my life, then you're acknowledging that part of you that's connected to God, okay? And you're focusing your will. And when you write the steps on what you do, that what you're going to do to focus yourself, right, then that's when miracles start happening. You get the life you dreamed of, okay? I heard a story the other day that someone focused on winning the lotto, and they picked the amount of money they wanted to win. I think it was in Tony Robbins. I love personal development. And they did. They won it. And he's not a big one, he says, for that. He goes, but they focused so much of their will on winning the lotto, they didn't have any doubt. And when they didn't have any doubt, they bought it, and they thought about getting it. It took them 3 weeks and three times to play, but they won. So I'm not recommending anybody play the lotto, but imagine what you can do with this great mind we have when we focus it. And remember, the mind has about 40,000 to 50,000 thoughts a day, 2,000 of those daily thoughts, and we direct them to a goal, it comes fast, okay, with the snap of your fingers. How cool is that? I'm going to tell you without a shadow of a doubt, you can ask for help with that. Here's somebody that helps you get your goals. I loved working with Jesus with that one. Buddha's wonderful with that one. Archangel Michael's wonderful because, you know, all of these, Jesus is wonderful about helping you realize that you can have a miracle and deserve it. Michael's wonderful with motivation and keeping you, you know, giving you courage and keeping you focused. I think Jesus does it all too as well. And and Buddha, he's all about love and spirit and enlightenment. So any of the deities, any of the ascended masters, any of the angels will help you. Which one do you like to work with? But be clear, once again, before I close the show, write your goals down and read them with start I am, and don't make them big and long. Just make a sentence or two. I prefer one sentence because you can say, I am going to meet the woman of my dreams and the man of my dreams. I am going to lose weight. I'm going to whatever you want to do. I did that with mine. I had 15 sentences. And I've achieved every one of them with the exception of one, okay? So that was my yearly goals for 2014 till February 2015. And I did it. So if I can do it, we all can because we're all connected. Let's see what else I was going to say. You know, one of the things that will help you, personal development, I choose Tony Robbins, Wayne Dyer. Meditation helps too as well because it focuses your mind, and that's your will. Focus on why you can have it. And just believe it. The more you say, I'm going to be, I'm going to have, I'm going to do, it's wonderful. And by the way, start with bigger than just paying your bills. We all are going to pay our bills, really. We may be a little late, but we always pay them, right? So focus on something more than just paying your bills, something bigger. And if you want to join us on Facebook.com/angelcoaches, be a goal getter, okay? Isn't that cool? And we also have a mastermind call, a goal-getter call on Tuesday and Thursday morning at 8:30 for 15 minutes. And people are achieving their goals and they're making them happen. And it's amazing when you work together as a group, okay? We'd love to have you. 760-890-7143 every Tuesday, Thursday morning at 8:30 a.m. for 15 minutes. What's that out of the rest of your day, right? But it helps everybody stay focused. And if there's anything that you have a question about, please email me or Facebook me, facebook.com/angelcoaches. If you want to post your goals out there, man, you have a lot of people out there that will help you and send their power and strength to your goals. You send yours to theirs, and then we can really do that together on Tuesday and Thursday. There is power in numbers. I mean it, you guys. So join us there if that feels right. Write them down. Use the I am. And read them every night or every morning too as well. And when you write your goals down, make sure you put steps on what you're doing to achieve them, or then they just become a bunch of dreams on paper, okay? So anyway, hope that helps you. You guys are wonderful. Thank you for listening tonight and making it real short and sweet. And remember, once you put a thought out there, I am this, then it starts to manifest in a physical form, right? And so I thought, has anybody got an ex-boyfriend or an ex-husband? Aren't you glad that. You stop thinking about that. Something that when he pissed you off or she pissed you off, can you imagine what they would be looking like? I know. I get you on that one. So you guys have a wonderful evening. We will see you on Thursday. I got a special speaker on Thursday. You're going to love her. And you guys have a wonderful now. And let me know how you're doing, or let us all know how you're doing with your goals. And join us on Tuesday and Thursday morning at 8:30 a.m. You can download the show and listen to it 24/7, 365. If you go to facebook.com/angelcoaches, I've said that now four times, and you'll get our web link there if you don't already have it, or Blog Talk, okay? So take care, everybody. We'll see you on Thursday. Bye now.